Thursday night, the fourth shiur. Okay, Likutei Amorim, Sefer Shel Beinonim. Tanya. So we talked last week about the use of the word Tanya. B'Sayf Perikimul Deniva. As on the Aflamanam Adveiz and Nida, the Gemara is talking about the creation of a child, the creation of the Uber getting born. It talks about what goes on b'me'eimo, and it talks about then when the Vlad is Yotzei la'avir ha'olam, all the events that take place. So one of the things is, he learns all of Torah, and then the Malach makes him forget all of Torah, and then it says, the Mashbiyah, the Neshama, before it comes out into a guf, before it comes out to this world, they Mashbiyah it, they give it an oath. We'll see in a second what that means, Mitzvah Hashem. Umahi Hashvuah Shemashbiyah also, and that's where the Tanya starts off, Tanya B'Sai Perikimu B'Nida. Mashbiyah also, as follows, Tehi Tzadik Baal Tehi Rosha. So Mashbiyah in Pashtus means that it's when you Mashbiyah somebody, you create, this is the creation of the obligation. The Neshama is going down to this world, is going to a Makom where it has to do battle with the Ra. So you mashbiyah it. It's not just in the sense of this is where it's charged with the obligation of being mesakim and fighting and staying pure and being mesakim, but it has to be mesakim. But it also is the giving it koach. You know, when you mashbiyah somebody, you're giving the person more oomph to do what he. Maybe he should do it without a shvua. Yosef was mashbiyah his brothers. Yaakov was mashbiyah Yosef. So when the neshama is, when the mashbiyah the neshama, it means they're giving the neshama the. It also means that they're giving the neshama the koach to be able to do what it's charged with doing. So what is the mashbiyah? Tehi tzadik v'al tehi rasha. That's a lot of Gemara. Tehi tzadik v'al tehi rasha. Vafilu kol ha'olam kulo omrim l'cho tzadik ato hayei be'enecha karasha. It's not clear if this is part of the Shavua or not, or it's just an explanatory addition. Even if everything seems to say, you know, don't let up in the fight. That's the pashtus of the meaning of the Gemara. Don't let up in the fight. Don't stop battling. Even if you can't, even if everything seems to be saying, the Teva, the Bria, seems to be saying that you're a tzaddik, but hayei beinecha karasha, and keep fighting, keep trying to improve, keep growing. That's the Pashtus HaGemara. But the Baal HaTanya starts with a question, v'yesh lahavin, the Hatznan and Pirkei Avos, Perek Beis. Balti Rosha Bifnei Atzmecha. So that's a stira. Now, it's a stira, right? Don't consider yourself a Rosha. And here we're telling you, Hayei Benecha Karasha. So that's a straight off stira. Lemais, it's only a stira according to the Rambam's chat in Pirkei Avos, Balti Rosha Bifnei Atzmecha. There's other explanations of that Mishnah, in which case it's not a Sphira. So therefore now he goes on to ask in Svara. The Gam, Emiya Bain of Kirosha, so what will happen if a person thinks of himself in that way? Yeira Lavavo, the Yiye Otsev, the Yiye Otsev. The Lo Yuchalabo Hashem, the Simchel, the Tuvlevo. The Chaira, the Baal HaTanya asks, if indeed he looks at himself in that way, so Yeira Levavo, he'll be in a depressed mood, he'll be in a sad. V'lo yuchal avodas Hashem b'simcha v'tuv leivav, which is the way we have to be over Hashem. Then lo yeiru alavavo, we'll come back to this in a moment. Then lo yeiru alavavo, and if it doesn't bother him, if he doesn't get depressed from this, so then... what's the next word? It's a race when you're...
Klau.
Then lo yeiru alavavo, klau...
Mizeh.
Mizeh. Yachalav l'idei kalus chas v'sholom. If he's vain of Kirosha and it doesn't bother him, like one problem is he'll get depressed. And if he doesn't get depressed, that's a much bigger problem. That's the thing. That it means it doesn't bother him and he can go on with life and he's fine. He's mismodeyed with the fact that he's doing improper things. So that certainly is not a desirable situation. Now, this is really stamakasha. It has nothing to do... He's saying it as a svara when the neshama is charged with tei beinecha karosha. Tei beinecha karosha. So he's asking a kasha, if you're beinecha karosha, so one of two things are going to happen. Either you're going to get depressed, and you'll always be in a bad mood, and you'll always be in a bad state. And if you're not, so that's even a bigger problem. Like... that's a very good kasha. Like, well, let's forget about the brisa for a moment. So Rabbi Yoel explained, see, that if a person does a chait, normally what should happen, a person should be the simcha. If you know you did a chait, then you should taka be otsev, you should taka be in a bad mood, taka. You should be in a bad mood. You shouldn't be the simcha. You should be in a bad mood until you do tshuva and you're masaking what you did, and then you go back to being in a good mood. But the neshama is being charged to always say beinecha karasha, always, even if you don't know that you did a chait, right? That's what the hashpa is, that you should have a koach in you that its energy force is tei beinecha karasha. So that means even if you don't know that you did a chait, so then it'll just lead to constantly being in a depressed state, in a sad state, in an upset state. And certainly we don't, it doesn't make sense that a person should be that way. Besides the stira, according to the Rambam and Pirkei Avos, there's a stira of a pharish in Pirkei Avos that says, Alti Rosh Lufnei Atzmecha. Okay, so that's the Yesh Lahavim. Now, don't hold your breath for the answer, because that's not going to come till around Perek Yud Gimel or Perek Yud Dalet. So you're not going to get an answer to this for a very, very long time. But this is the famous start of Tanya. It's famous, like Brachos Davdeis is famous. Now you start Tanya, and this is what you learn, this question. So, Acha Inyan. So now he's going, and is this called Sefer Shalbeinonim, the Sefer HaTanya, popularly known as Sefer HaTanya. He launches into an explanation now of what it means to be a tzaddik, to be a rosha, to be a tzaddik gomor, a tzaddik shena gomor, to be a benoni. What madregas are we talking about? The general gist of the Baal HaTanya's mahalach is that the differences in madregas are very slight, if at all, in what you see in the person's actions. And we're talking about the madrega of what's going on in the kishkas of a person. Now we're not talking about chovos halavavos in the sense of we're talking about leiv and levavos and what's going on inside of a person. But he's not talking about chovos halavavos in terms of what you're supposed to think about avos Hashem, yiras Hashem. The mitzvahs, the Abalev, he's not talking about that. He's talking about the forces of Tov and the forces of Ra that are doing battle in a person, pushing him, trying to get him to be closer to Hashem, or being marchik him from Hashem. And in this battle, there are different nuances of nitzachon. Even if you're menatzeach and you're a tzaddik, but, you know, if you be menatzeach on one level, but the Ra exists and is part of your reality, it's part of your consciousness, it's part of who you are, like you're ready to do Ra, you know, so that's a level. but the ra, and then you could be kovish to ra, you could be oker the ra mi libcha, you can become so close to Hashem and such a spiritual person that you completely eradicate the ra. So that's really, that spectrum is what he's going to be explaining and talking about the kochos. It's really, we're talking about kochos hanefesh, how much, you know, what's in the neshama and the nefesh of a person, how, if he, like what he's done with the ra, what he's done with how the tzaddik is kovish the ra, and the rasha can be faked the other way. The ra has been kovish the tov, but how much tov is left in him? He's talking about like levels of peoples. That's the general, and he's going to explain. It's not a musa sefer in that sense. It's really. We'll see. You'll see when we learn it. It's very deep explanations of levels. It could be understood kabbalistically. At times he goes into Kabbalah, but most of the time it's kochos hanefesh, like very with subtle differences, lumdish differences, and explanations of the different kochos and how they exist in a person. They exist latently, or blatantly, or actively, or passively, or objectively, or subjectively. So that's basically like what he'll be talking about. Acha inyan ki hinei matzonu begemora hechalukos. Five divisions, five categories. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik v'ralo, rasha v'tovlo, rasha v'ralo, ubeinoni. And he says hinei matzonu begemora. He means that there's no one Gemara that has all these five categories. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachas of Zion has four of the categories: Tzadik v'Tovlo and Tzadik v'Ralo, which the Gemara says is a Tzadik Gomor and a Tzadik She'eno Gomor, and Rasha v'Tovlo, Rasha v'Ralo is Rasha Gomor and Rasha She'eno Gomor. That's in the beginning of Brachas of Zion. Then in the end of Brachas of Samach Aleph, the Gemara talks about a tzaddik, a rasha, and a beinoni. So if you put together these two Gemaras, so to speak, you end up with five categories. Tzaddik gomer, tzaddik sheina gomer, rasha gomer, rasha sheina gomer, and a beinoni. But there's no one Gemara that's going to have those five. Tzaddik v'toblo, tzaddik v'ralo, rasha v'toblo, rasha v'ralo, u'beinoni. The pirushu b'gemara is going back to Dav Zion in Brachas. Tzadik v'tovlo is tzadik gomor. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik she'eno gomor. And the same with Rasha. Meaning, you know, same ideas. Now, so if you learn the Gemara, if you say, you just see the words gomor and eino gomor, so you're not quite sure what that means. It means you have a little averus, no averus, some averus. And the words tzaddik v'tovlo and tzaddik v'ralo are not a description of the tzaddik. They're what happens to the tzaddik, right? Tzaddik v'tovlo, good things happen to him. And olam hazeh, tzaddik v'ralo means bad things happen to him. However, uvaraya mehemna, that's a part of the Zohar that supposedly is authored by Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore it's called raya mehemna. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Parshas Mishpatim, pirish. A tzaddik v'ralo is also descriptive. It's descriptive. Tzaddik v'ralo means he has ra in him. Tzaddik v'ralo, he has, at this point, you see, this becomes subtle and more subtle and more subtle and more subtle as we go through the prakim of Tanya. So at this point, I'm not speaking bedafka really. I'm not getting into the specific, exact, precise, correct descriptive way what he ends up saying, because you'll see how he describes a beinoni, and like it becomes very lumdish and very subtle. But at this point, we'll just say that at this point, it's enough to say he has a desire to do ra. There is a something in him that would like to desire, yeah, and he's showing on it. So, but that's called tzaddik v'ralo. He has ra in him. And that would also be the explanation of tzaddik she'eno gomor. Again, we're not talking about papoyel mamish. We're not talking about his ma'isim. His ma'isim are perfect. but he has the koach of ra in him. He hasn't completely eradicated it. He has a certain hamshacha to ra that he's able to be kovesh. He's able to be kovesh. But that's what it means. That's what the Raya Mender says. So that means that tzaddik viralo is a description of the tzaddik she'eno gomer. What's eino gomer? Viralo. Raya Behemna.
Also mean,
no, we're not talking about punishment, as we'll see. No, you'll see later in the parak. He'll talk about punishment, but the tzaddik does nothing wrong. We're talking about madregas. This tzaddik viralo, you're going to see soon. I mean, the whole point of the first parak is that a beinoni doesn't do anything wrong. Sikoski and the tzaddik she'eino gomer. Pir Sadik Viralo, so the Raya Mehemna says Sadik Viralo means Sharashabo Kofuf Latov Bukhulu. Bukhulu means that's what Rasha Batovlo means. That the Rasha is Tovlo. He has a Hamshacha to do good also. That's Bukhulu. When you learn Tanya, they Mamish Medayak in every Bukhulu and every Vagomer and every word why it says. For example, they're very proud of the fact, it is a nice point, V'yesh Lahavin. If you go back, after he quoted the Gemara Nidah, he says V'yesh Lahavin. So they're very proud of that. In other words, they didn't say V'yesh Lahakshos, because when you don't understand something in Torah, so it's not that the Torah is shver, it means you don't understand it. But there's nothing shver in Torah. So they it's B'davka V'yesh Lahavin. You have to understand what's going on. But there's nothing shver. You say makosher, it's not kosher. You don't understand this. You say v'yesh lahavin, and those kind of diyukim, they're very, they like the Likutei Torah, and all the Chabad Svarim are full of such diyukim and full of such points. Like it says umotzonu b'gemara. Like he doesn't say isa b'gemara because there's no gemara where it says all five categories. So it doesn't say isa b'gemara. Or the, you know, Tanya, it says, you know, Umatsanu b'Gemara. But if you malake these two Gemaras, you find the five categories. Okay, getting back, so that's the Raya Mehemna. Okay, Uva Gemara Soif Perek Tes de Brachas. This is the end of the Samach Aleph Amid Beis. This is where the Gemara introduces to us where the Gemara in Brachas talks about Beinoni. Sadikim Yetzer Toiv Shoiftan. We're going to see later in Tanya Mitzvashem the word Shoiftan, why that word is used. But right now it's enough to say it means it controls him. This is what ultimately is controlling the tzaddik, is the Yetzer Tov. That's what Shoiftan here means. V'chulu, Rishom Yetzer Hara Shoiftan. Beinonim Zedazeh Shoiftan. V'chulu. That's the Gemara. Omar Rabbah. Kegoyin ano beinoni. This is the goal of the Gemara in Samach Aleph in the days. Rabbi says, "Amar Rabbi going ano beinoni." Right? Amalei Abaye leishavik mar chaye lechol bria. In other words, according to this measuring stick, if you're a beinoni, so there wouldn't be a tzaddik. And we're going to see later the yisoid of tzaddik yisod olam. That the world exists because of the tzaddikim that are in it. They're the reason the world is miskayim. So that's the lashon l'shavik mar chaya l'chol beria, that the world would have no tzaddikim. If whatever kenei mida, whatever measuring rod you want to use, if you're a beinoni, so like who's a tzaddik already? Could there be any tzaddikim? Rabba, he's Gairus. Where the Gemara in Bava Mesiyah describes a tzaddik, describes someone that was also called by entire Gnos Hasadim, where Pasak Pumei Megirsa, the Satan had trouble killing him and had to devise all sorts of plans and tricks how to get him to take away his neshama, because he would never stop learning. Okay. Ulohobin Kolzeh Ba'ar Heitev. This has to be understood. What is the argument here? What did Rabbah think? What was Rabbah's mistake? Was Rabbah mistaken? Who's right at the end? And why did Rabbi think he was a Beinoni? Like he wasn't being a fake Onov. You're not allowed to lie, right? Obviously, an Onov would not reach the Maskona that he's a Beinoni. if you're someone like Rabba. So that's what Hodin calls that Barait, and how do you understand this? He is. He's saying if you're using whatever if the measuring rod, that's exactly what he's saying. If the measuring rod that you're using is the true measuring stick, then lo shavu kail chaveri. It would be not shayach to have anyone in the world be a tzaddik, and the world wouldn't be able to exist. So obviously your measuring stick is wrong. That's precisely what he's saying. Balei Tanya is saying, what's the pshat? What's the shaila? What measuring sticks are being used? He's going, again, don't hold your breath. The answer's not going to come for a good couple of prokim. Begam lohodin mashomar Eov, bovabasra perik aleph, ribona shalolam, right, when Eov was talking, so one of the things he said, one day we got to learn Eov. One day we got to learn Mishnah Berurah. Ribono shel olam barasa tzaddikim or barasa rishayim. So he was trying to lift his kol olam min adin. So he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made rishayim, you made tzaddikim, so how could it be schar ba'onish? Now, the Marsha, for example, in that Gemara, learns that Eov was spouting, indeed, wrong hashkafa. That it's not true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Borei. But you're going to see now from the Balei Tanya's Kasha that he learned that that Eov was making a valid point, a true point. He was describing something true. That's a machlokes, it's a shaila. Right? The Marsha learns not like that, rather. The Balei Tanya is learning like other Mefarshim, and he will be explaining what Eov is saying, that Eov cannot be ignored. Eov was saying something, and we have to figure out what Eov was saying. Because now, as the Balei Tanya goes on to ask, V'ho tzadik v'rosha lo ka'omar, says the Gemara Nida, that Zayin Amud Beis, that when the Tipa is about, not the first Gemara, which was Daf Lamed, but there's a different Gemara, that Zayin Amud Beis, that the Gemara says that the Tzadik V'rosha goes around the Tipa about to be born, if you're going to be an Usher or an Oni, if you're going to be a Chacham or a Tipesh, a Gibor or a Cholosh, the Ilu tzadik v'rosha lo ka'omar, Hashem's not gozer tzadik v'rosha, and then the famous memra of Hakol Bidei Shemayim chutz miyira Shemayim. So that's the whole yisod of Bechira, right? That's the yisod of our lives here. So what does Eov mean? So I'm saying he's taking Eov seriously, the Balei Tanya, and there are Mefarshim that do, unlike the Marsha of Anor that says Taka, he was talking nonsense. So what is pshat in Eov? Barasa tzadik and barasa rishoyim, v'ho tzadik v'rosha like ka'omar. Right, so what do you mean, Barasa, Rishon, Barasa, Sadiqim? The Farish and Gemara Nida, not like that. The Gam, Lohodin, Midos, Madregas, Habenani. Jumping to the end of Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph, that's where Rabba says what he says. That's where the Madrega Benani comes from. So what is this Madrega Benani? Now, some of you might be familiar with the Madrega Benani that's found in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, Amud Beis, and in the Rambam. We got a din, but there's a tzaddik and a rosha and a benoni. And if you have rov schuyos, you're a tzaddik. And if you have rov aderos, you're a rosha. And if you have machsa, you're a benoni. So the Balei Tanya takes strong issue with that as the true definition. And he's going to ultimately say in a few lines that it's only a lashon hamushal. Lashon hamushal means it's not the objective dictionary definition of the word, but sometimes we use words, we borrow the words in order to describe a certain thing, but that's not be'etzem what it is. So he's going to show and prove that the word tzaddik from rov zchuyos and benoni from machza machza is only a loshem hamushal, but when we talk about the be'etzem dika madrega of a tzaddik or a benoni, that can't be what it is. Bavadi eno machzor schuyos umachzor avonos. Why not? So he wants to prove what he's saying. First of all, Shem Kane, eich tor rabba bi'asma lomar shehu benoni. It's absurd. And as it is, he's gonna, it's true, the Balei Tanya is going to end up saying that rabba was toa. That's ultimately going to be a toast of rabba. But, you know, there's a toast and there's a toast. Right? You're going to get cross-eyed from trying to understand the subtlety that he's going to end up saying around Perek Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Daled, wherever it is when he finally comes back to these questions. and he explains what Rabba's Tolos was. But, you know, you're talking about a very dakusdika, thank you, a very dakusdika subtlety, which is a redundant sentence. But certainly if it's machzos chuyus and machzos averos, so it's absurd. I mean, he's not going to be towing that, and he's not going to prob a fake amibus and say it's like a sheker, something that's not true. But no, that lo posak pumei migirsa, at shafilu malach hamodus lo hayo yochol lishlot bo. Veicha yo yochol litos, but machzos avonos chas v'sholem. It's ludicrous. There's no way that Rabba was machzos chuyus and machzos avonos. So that can't be. But old. Now he says an interesting point. Shaharei b'shor she'olsa avonos nikra rosh ha'gomer. He says like this. When a person does an aveira, at that time, at that moment, he's a rosha. He's going against the will of Hashem. That's for sure. He's a rosha. He's a rosha. He's violating Hashem's will. What he doesn't say in the Tanya, but which obviously you'll see in a moment, that has to be shat in what he's saying. If he doesn't do tshuva, that means he's still holding by that chait. Like we would assume that if it came liyado again, he would do it again. He's still holding on the madrega of that chait, so he's still a rasha. He doesn't just mean at the time when he's bapoyel doing it, because then he says, and if the imachach is chosat tshuva, nikrat tzadik gamar, right? Proper tshuva certainly eradicates the chait, so then he's a tzadik. And if you do even one, and if you do an aveira, the mezid we're talking. If you do an aveira, you're a rasha. What's unspoken, and I'm speaking it out. And if you don't do tshuva, so you're still holding by that chait. So you're back to the same rasha. You're a rasha. You went against the will of Hashem. You're not sorry. You didn't do tshuva. So when will the person be a benoni? This is Tanya. This is how he starts off. This is the first parak. What does it mean to be a benoni? Vafilu, and now he makes a few suggestions which he rejects. Vafilu ha'oibar ha'isul kao shal divrei sofrim mikri rasha. Did the Isu b'perek beiz the Yavamas? Okay. It's erased by me. Yeah. Wait, stop. The semicolon. So first of all, on an Isu d'rabbonon, you even called a rasha. Did the Isu b'perek beiz the Yavamas b'perek kamad d'nida. Now he has another suggestion. Maybe someone that's passive. But that's also not true. Vafilu mishayesh biyado limchos v'lo micha nikra rasha b'perek vav d'shvuas. Right? If you have the ability to be moche and you're not, so you're also nikra rasha. B'koshkein b'kal. Now he's suggesting maybe all this is if you violate like a lav. But what about an asay? No. B'koshkein b'kal v'chomer. If even in an Issa Drabonon you call the Rasha, and even in a passive act of Hoya Biyodo Limchos Velo Micha you call the Rasha, so certainly the Mavatal is a mitzvah sase, meaning Midiraisa, She'efshalo Lekaima, Kamo called She'efshalo Lasik Batura Be'ina Isaac. He picks the example of Talmud Torah, because the Gemara says, you know, Bittul Torah is a very commonplace Aveira. So certainly then, Sha'olav Dorshu Razal, if Efshaloi Lasik Batarabaino Isaac, Sha'olav Dorshu Razal, Kidvar Hashem Boza, the Goymer, he kores the Goymer. Upshita the Mikri Rasha, Tse me oiver is the Drabanon. So, this is a very scary words. He's talking about Kaponim in terms of his label that he's going to have. He's not talking about the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tzayin, and Beis. We're going to see. There is something about Rov Averis and Rov Mitzvahs. Right now he's talking about the Mahus of the person, the label that the person has. What is this person? So he's saying anybody that's Oiver and Isser, any Isser, even an Isser Drabonim, even a passive Hayah B'yod Limchos V'loy Micha, even an Aseh, even Bittul Torah, which is so commonplace, but Upshita the Mikri Rasha Tzvei Meyoyver Yisud Rabbonon. The Imkain Al Korcha Chabenoni Embo Afilu Avoyim Bittul Torah. And that's why Rabba, that was like Posak Pumei Megir. So Mishimachi Torah Rabba Ba'atzmoy Loim Meshub Benoni. Now what is a Benoni? That's what he's going to talk about. And not only is there so the Benoni in actions, right now he's developing the idea that in actions the Benoni has done nothing wrong. Or has done tshuva already. That's a benoni. And then we have to get to a tzaddik she'enu gomor and a tzaddik gomor. Alright, we'll stop here. How do you know? We didn't learn it yet.